Ask most voters what they're most concerned about this election season, and it generally will come back to the economy, whether it's jobs or Medicare or Social Security or health care. We asked you at our website, that's thetakeaway.org, what you want to see from the next president in terms of economics.
I think if there was some federal program like the WPA that our grandparents and great-grandparents benefited from, that would help us all. More people working means more taxes, more money for more programs.
And I want a candidate who's going to work on getting rid of outsourcing our jobs. That's the guy I want to vote for.
A listener in White Plains, New York, texted in saying the president needs to protect Social Security. And Nicole Huggard in Michigan texted the president should bring manufacturing back into this country. You can't remain a global leader or have quality lives as a service industry nation. And we heard from the West Coast as well.
I'm calling from Los Angeles. My main concern is that there's a lot of us out there who really need to be seeing doctors and really need to be keeping up on our health. And I think somebody has to do something about making health care available to those people who are in the situation right now.
All right. So here to sort through these, all the positions on these particular issues, we've got Todd Zwillick with us, our Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Celeste.
All right. So most people are talking about, you just heard, unemployment, taxes, healthcare, and then our entitlement programs, Social Security and Medicare. So we've heard from all of these people they want to repeal Obamacare, right? All of the candidates, all six of them?
All of the Republican candidates, yes. That is a plank of every single buddy who's running for the Republicans,
so
repeal that.
Other than the Affordable Care Act. Other than we don't like what Obama's doing, help us sort through what they want to do.
Sure. Well, the caller that you just played there, who says they want something to help them, in an unemployed or middle class difficult economic situation, to be able to get health care. That's what the Affordable Care Act does. Let's just remind everybody there is a law that does extend insurance to most people in the economy with a system of subsidies and tax credits to buy it. If you can't afford it, also expands Medicaid. You don't really feel it because most of it hasn't gone into effect yet. So by 2014, much of it will have gone to effect if it's not repealed. Now, the Republicans, most of them on healthcare, Celeste, are pretty much along the same lines. And the Republicans are rehashing, frankly, a lot of ideas they've had over the last 15 years on healthcare, except the individual mandate, which many of them were for, by the way, several years ago in Washington and in Massachusetts, including Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Basically, what they want to do is a couple of things. Make it easier for you to buy low-cost, cheap insurance. How do they do this? You can save tax-free for premiums in something called a health savings account. You can save the money. You don't have to pay taxes on it. Then make it easier to buy high-deductible insurance. But the reason the high deductible is there is because it covers you for just a few. It doesn't have a lot of premiums and copays and things like that. It's bare bones coverage, spreads coverage to more people, but doesn't necessarily cover you for a lot of things that your insurance covers you for now. That's basically what most of the candidates want to do. They also want to block grant Medicaid to states. That gives states more flexibility. That may cause states, if the economy goes bad, to cut some people off. And that's essentially what they want to do.
All right. So there you've got healthcare kind of in a nutshell. Let's move on to jobs, since that seems to be number one on a lot of voters' minds. What are candidates, these six candidates, proposing that's vastly different from what Obama has been doing?
Each of them, across the board, to different degrees, wants to lower or get rid of the corporate tax rate. Mitt Romney proposes to bring it from 35% down to 25%. Newt Gingrich wants to bring it all the way down to 12.5%. Rick Santorum wants to bring corporate taxes down to 17.5%. But Rick Santorum has an interesting twist on his jobs initiative when it comes to job creation. You had a caller there who said, I want the president who's going to do something about outsourcing of jobs and manufacturing.
Right.
Rick Santorum's from Pennsylvania. Rick Santorum is proposing zero corporate tax for manufacturers to try to stimulate manufacturers to do business in the United States. Ron Paul essentially has a zero tax policy pretty much across the board. He does not eliminate all corporate taxes, but he does eliminate all income taxes and some other individual taxes that I'm sure we'll get to. It's mostly on the tax side, also deregulation across the board. All Republicans agree on that. They want to very much tie down the EPA. Some have proposals on the Food and Drug Administration, want to deregulate across the economy, make it easier to invest, less rules, environmental rules and other rules to comply with. They say that'll sort of trickle down to job creation. When you have to comply with less rules, it's cheaper to do business, you hire more people.
Well, okay, so Todd, so far between all six of these GOP candidates, it sounds like they basically have the same plans. It's just to a different extent. Is that pretty accurate?
To a large extent, that's true. There are a couple of standouts. Rick Santorum's zero corporate tax for manufacturers is a standout for sure. On taxes, they have some ideas. You know, Ron Paul is the only one who wants to eliminate all income taxes, close IRS.
He wants to get rid of the IRS.
Yes. No capital gains taxes. Other candidates would tinker with the capital gains, would lower it, would eliminate it. On income tax, they have some different proposals for sure.
All right. So let's try and find a subject on which they differ. What about Medicare?
Medicare, Medicare, they seem to really coalesce for the most part around the Ryan plan. The Paul Ryan budget, congressman from Wisconsin who passed that controversial, it's been controversial budget in the House of Representatives. Essentially what that would do with Medicare in short would be to transform Medicare from a single-payer government-sponsored program, which it is now. It would still be government-sponsored for the most part, but the government would give you a certain amount of money. Republicans call it premium support. Democrats hate it. They would call that a voucher, and you shop on the private market with the money that the government gives you to get whatever insurance you can get with that. There would probably be standards that say, here's the minimum coverage that you're allowed to have. It's actually, frankly, a lot like what you would call Obamacare. It's very, very similar, but this would be for Medicare. Most of the candidates support that in various forms. In fact, all of them support it. One of the standouts on Medicare, again, is Rick Santorum. The Ryan plan says if you're 55 or older now, this plan would not affect you. Medicare would stay the same for the next 10 years until people start to transition at 65. Rick Santorum says, do it now for everybody. Let's get it done. We need to save the money.
All right. So basically, when you're looking at these GOP contenders, you're going to get the same cuisine of food, right? It's just the level of spiciness.
Different chef style, perhaps.
There you go. It's still going to be the same type of food, the same restaurant. It's just going to be how they prepare it. Todd Zwillig, a Takeaway Washington correspondent. We're talking about economics in the 2012 race. We definitely want to get your thoughts about this, what you want from the next president, and we'll talk more in a moment.